Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Black Guido Spiders, Guido Rock Climbing, Sunday Vinde, Vinny versus Snooki, Snooki versus Jay Wow, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, AfterBuzz TV After Show Episode 2 coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Fist pump. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this makes me so excited.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation Episode 2. The series is just living up to everything we thought it would be. Kevin K. Wallander here in the house. Wow. Co-host, say something, my little meatballs.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm so excited to be here. I promised you guys last time that I would bring out the poop, and I did in all its glory. I am Morgan Ouellette, next to me.
And I'm Stacey Levis, and I am so excited to be back with you guys, and I brought out the cheetah.
You guys, I mean, right? See, you followed suit with Daddy now, right?
Yeah,
we are Jersey Shore ready.
Fine.
We are fully... All right, listen, you guys, unbelievable episode. Like, tonight... Situation opens up about Italy, which I think is amazing, right? Okay, we have a lot of light stuff, the usual hijinks. We've got a stuffed-up toilet. We've got a black Guido spider. We have a Guido rock climbing, like we said. But Dina's conversation with the boys about busting inside, which leads to just discussion on Ronnie, his girlfriend. A little bit of a tease there. And, of course, the big story is Snooki, Giada, Vinny, JWoww. All coming up, you guys. We're also going to talk about the hot mess of the week. I have my thoughts. I'm sure you guys
do,
too.
I have one, too.
So, fans in the chat, be ready to tell us what your hot mess of the week is. And, of course, next week, tell us what your hot mess of the week is. We have news and Jersey Shore predictions, of course, as well. Let's start out with Situation having this sober conversation with Jenny.
He has really changed. Like, you could feel it. You can really see it. He's just really, like, and I liked when he said that I went crazy in my 20s, and, you know, that's why I'm a good man in my 30s.
Such and honestly, it kind of all makes sense as to why he's come to this place. And yeah. I didn't put two and two together until he finally sat down and said all that, and I was like, oh, it was like an eye-opening. Mm-hmm. I get it. Because at first I was like, why is he here? Why is he not drinking? He sounds miserable. And now I'm like, it all makes sense.
And I give him so much credit, you guys. Listen, you guys don't even have a problem with alcohol. And you said during the Clevelander scene, I would die.
Yeah,
right?
I would just want to party and drink. I could not control myself there.
Physically could not be around people. Like, even I would want to have at least a sip of a drink. You know, something where you're holding it and feeling social.
Mm-hmm.
But props to him to just be there and eat his chicken nuggets in peace.
Well, I feel like he's eating up.
He's eating his feelings.
They showed the old series, the old, mm-hmm. you know, you saw he was thinner, more svelte. He's still in fantastic shape, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
But he's definitely, you know, he's not as lean and svelte and mean, and he's probably eating because what else?
What
else do you do?
You know, so on the one hand, we're going to have a sober situation, which is not maybe going to lead to as good of a situation TV-wise. Your thoughts?
I agree with that statement. I think he's going to kind of be in the background, but I think that's okay because I think he's been in so much drama in all the other seasons.
He
carried us, and now it's like he's taking a step back. He can maybe be the voice of reason, and I feel like we're going to have plenty of other drama without him even having to be involved.
Yeah, I think he's going to play like the wise dad role that everyone's just going to give everyone advice about maybe their relationships, about life, mm-hmm. about their kids, whatever.
I never thought I'd be impressed with the situation's growth because creatively I always loved him, yeah. you know, the way he referred to himself and everything like that. But I'm torn because I'm here for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, let's have another 5-season entertainment. Then after that, I'll get them to Tony Robbins. I'll get them to all the right people. Just live the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You're young. We'll straighten things out. So, but kudos to the guy. I mean, for really having that strength to not drink, smoke, nothing. And that just didn't look like fun.
No, it looked miserable.
It did.
But I mean, if that's what he needs to do to stay in a good place, so be it.
I think one, stay in a good place. Two, you know, he needs this job. He needs to stay on TV. I wonder if part of his probation he can't drink. And he hasn't been sentenced yet, but I wonder if that is involved at all.
I definitely think it's part of it. I think that's really, like, keeping him pretty sober.
Because when he goes to court, for the court of public opinion, when he has to face the music, he can say, listen, I was drunk.
Right.
I wasn't paying my bills. I therefore wasn't paying my taxes. I was so messed up. Now I'm clean. I'm sober. And I'm ready to attack my problems.
Yeah, and jail time would keep me sober. I
mean, 100%.
Right?
At all costs.
Well, then it makes me think, so you know, the judge let him, that he said, well, the judge is letting me go to Miami. I wonder if that was somehow tied into it. All right, we're letting you go to Miami, but you are not allowed to drink or be under the influence.
That's a great point, because if you were the judge and he goes and he's a hot mess, you might be culpable as a judge. So that could be part of it. And I think also, if the judge did it, then it all makes sense that he would want to be on his best behavior. And remember, it's a crime of money. So you want to punish him, but guess what? At the end of the day, business is business. You want his money. Mm-hmm. You want his tax money.
True.
And if he's like, this is, you want my money back, you want to punish me, but you also at the end of the day, you want the money with interest. Let me go get it. You know, and if you take away his ability to earn, then all you're going to be doing is spending money to incarcerate him. And then you're doubling down on the chances you're not going to get the money back. And then you're tripling down on him becoming a bigger mess because he can't pay that back. So it makes sense. And Jenny continues to be his, you know, do you notice even after the Clevelander when they came home, and I'm always watching closely, they're arm in arm, not sexual, but just a sweet.
Very close.
It's
like
nice.
A brother, sister, older siblings, like more mature.
Jenny's definitely, we talked about this last week, she's definitely the big sis of the house. And even the, we'll get to it later, but the big sis, little sis fight between her and Snooki is apparent. And again, we'll talk about that later. Okay, on the lighter note, we have a Black Guido spider. I did not know there was such a creature, but apparently there is. Now, I know we go live right after the show. Any information, Booth, about a Black Guido spider? The habits, are they indigenous to the United States? Did they come in from Italy?
They fly.
So maybe they flew. Maybe they flew from Italy. They migrated to Jersey, probably around the turn of the 19th century.
Laid
their roots down on probably settled on Staten Island, Jersey, and then eventually moved to Florida, either to escape the law or if it was just a snowbird winter thing. And I think that. So anyway, all right. So you confirmed it from the booth.
These are real spiders.
Yes, it's a Black Guido spider. And leave it to our cast on the show to accurately be able to assess the creature. You know,
they're just, so intelligent, they're
brilliant.
Genius. All right, and who knew that Guidos could rock climb?
Oh.
By the way, isn't it great when they come out of gym tan laundry or they come out of a club or whatever, how their turtles on their backs, they're pretty useless.
Like any wholesome activity, I feel almost uncomfortable watching them do. I'm like, wholesome. Like this is what an 8-year-old does on his birthday party. Like Snooki shouldn't be rock climbing. Yes. It's weird.
But did you see the determination of Dina? Like she was
booked it to the top.
Yeah, she was a focused meatball.
She was so focused. Underdog came in first too, and I thought it was really funny when they showed like a panoramic scene of the rock climbing wall, and it was pretty like short. Like, it wasn't even that tall. They were like freaking out.
Children, these are Guidos. You took them out of their element.
I don't know
that
what
was
to
very
do.
Traumatic for them. Okay, these baby steps.
When it's funny that Vinny is Mr. Keto Guido Fitness and Health, and he got a fourth of the way up this miniature rock wall and had to come back down.
I will say. What's semi-frightening to me is that there is a population of people out there like these guys. Now, these guys have had fame, and therefore that's given them money and status and the ability to be part of society, pay taxes other than situation. The frightening thing to me watching this is that this exists. And when I think of them existing, like I think other than gym tan laundry, pretty useless.
Not very much in physical shape.
What do you
shape.
Think? No, but I'm saying any tasks just seem relatively useless outside of gym, tan, laundry. But debate me.
No, I
am I right?
Fully agree with you, but it's kind of, it's depressing.
It's so depressing. Sorry, no, it's not. It's awesome. I love it.
I love watching it.
Here's, guys, here's what I always say. Why I hate it. Because I want to be them. Why do I have to go to work and be responsible? Yes. Why can't I be at the club popping bottles?
Oh,
and,
it looks so fun.
And vomiting and being obnoxious and then go to the gym and then get my tan on. Yes. And my house is always a mess. And who cares?
It's the life.
I can't do it. But that's why I hate them. Because I want to be them.
A little jealous.
Oh, I'm
yes, I'm totally.
They just live a life of pure, like, no responsibility.
Just no cares. Oh, it's
wonderful. And
wouldn't
that be nice?
Yes.
Have just follow them.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is why I am the biggest fan. You know, I've always said to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, just please, if I'm ever blessed enough to get cancer all through my body, I just, my Make-A-Wish is please, just one night with the team of the Jersey Shore.
Yes, to be
just one night, right? That's all. It's not a lot to ask.
So much fun.
Okay.
What a wish.
Right? A wish. You know what? You know who's not very Jersey Shore-like? Maria Menounos.
Oh, Maria. No, she is not. This definitely could be their inspiration and motivation.
It should be.
You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we've got the podcast for you, the most inspirational lady out there right now.
Amen.
Yes. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You guys, it's free.
Free is my favorite word.
Free.
I love that word.
Yes.
It speaks to my soul.
Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it is us. Who sent you?
That's right.
The panel of Jersey Shore.
Most importantly, because we are the Jersey Shore panel, which means we're completely narcissistic. Yeah. It's all about us. Go rate and comment. And the most important thing is you have to say the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore crew sent you there, bitches.
Yes.
That's all we care about.
Yes. Right? Conversation with Maria Menounos podcast. Isn't check it out now.
You know what? We just taped this week's, and I will tell you, she has. It is the complete opposite of our show. Yeah. This guy Wim Hof on. He's super famous. The way he's able to transfer his body to beat illness, to beat.
Wow.
Yeah, he speaks at all the Tony Robbins conferences. He's amazing. Julian Lennon was on, giving a lot of Beatles talk, which was amazing.
So
and
amazing.
Then, you know what? I opened the show. Yours truly, Kevin Kewalwa Nagaro. Yeah, this week's a good week. But no, there's unbelievable, helpful, and free information on that show. So we'll give them just a little bit of credit. But for this 45 minutes, it's all
about... It's all trashy reality TV.
Hell yeah. It's all about GTL bitches.
We're back, bitches.
Okay. Listen, Dina and the boys talking about busting inside. Now, here's all I could think about during this. Do you guys get busted inside? Just saying. I busted inside this morning with my wife.
Hell
and the one of the best things about being married is you can bust inside. Okay, your thoughts.
But okay, see, I'm not married. So that is my number one thing. It's like, it cannot happen until you're married. So
period, end of story.
Period, end of story. Unless it's just like accidental.
Okay.
But like in that case, I would be so upset with the guy. Like I feel like you should, that is the guy's responsibility.
Okay, but you don't get lost in the moment and say I want it or no?
Unless you're really drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Maybe.
So that's what I'm saying.
Out
the
drunk,
GTL lifestyle.
Right, GTL
the
lifestyle.
GTL lifestyle. The best lifestyle. I hate my life.
But I don't want to.
I had to get married. I had to get married to have the life that these guys have. But Vinny makes a good point. Like Dina and her husband.
That's weird to me.
That's weird. Yeah.
You know, Howard Stern, his wife, same thing. They say
really?
It all the time. Yeah. I don't. You know.
Why? Really?
I think it's a healthier form of birth control, to be honest.
Okay.
Because taking a pill, you guys. You know, my wife did it for years, and it isn't healthy.
See, that's funny because I've been on birth control since like high school.
Probably to regulate, right?
Yeah, to regulate. Yeah. But then it's like. But it's so casual now.
Yeah.
It's like now they put 12-year-olds on birth control.
Yeah.
And it's like that can't technically be healthy.
I think it can affect your pregnancies later.
Interesting.
I mean, to give out a little bit of the tea.
No.
We're trying and it's hard. We think it's one of the reasons, yeah. I mean, another reason why is probably psychologically she wants to vomit every time I'm on top of her. But that's probably like mentally like preventing her. But but needless to say, yeah, he makes it. But I think she's actually being healthy because that's a healthy form of birth control, but not fun.
But the men don't like
it.
No,
it's awful if you get married. Like, no, what did I marry you for? That's I want to bust inside you.
So I wonder.
And by the way, being busted inside, I'm with Dean on that. not the nicest way to put it,
right? Can we, yeah,
they need, they need a new word for that.
Not ejaculate either, because I also hate that
word.
Well,
that's so scientific.
Right, so we need a happy medium.
Blowing loads inside?
Oh my God, no, that's worse than busting.
Blowing the loads?
No.
That sounds like you're
dumping
vomiting.
Loads, dropping loads?
Dropping no. loads.
I just dropping, like finishing. I think
finishing.
What you said, finishing.
Finishing
is that's true.
It's so unglamorous. It's so boring. The Ronnie girlfriend call, if this isn't so, doesn't say so much.
There's no connection there from that.
That's the biggest red flag I've ever heard.
Okay, well, we learned a lot. She's got a 12-year-old, and how hilarious is Vinny? Like, wait, that's Ronnie's age.
He's almost as old as Ronnie, right?
12-year-old is very old. So I wondered, that makes me wonder, how old is she versus Ronnie? Or did she just have the kid at, like, say, 16?
I feel it was an 18 or 16. I feel
young,
like that.
Right,
but
that
I,
same.
It makes me think that because we've said Ronnie is 32, really 21, right? And which is most guys. It's not just knocking Ronnie. It's a sign of the times. Maybe he would want someone older and more mommy-like. Like, you know, maybe he has mommy issues where he wants someone older and, you know, more mature to kind of run the show.
To take care of him, maybe.
Yes, but being that he's 21, you can see the connection was just there. And the boys were noticing it.
Like, Polly's face says it all. He's just, like, staring, like, almost confused. Like,
yes.
If you, and let's remember, they haven't seen each other in a long time. Yeah. They haven't talked in. Their conversation consisted of, like, three sentences, and it was all one-word answers.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, it reminded me of the high school girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. Yeah. Remember the good-looking, like, couples would get together, and it would be like, it just was one-dimensional. It just, it was, and you'd almost even wonder, what do they talk about?
Like, it's all superficial. There's really no deep connection between the two, no vulnerability. Like,
I would love to know how they met.
I mean, like, can we just, want a side note, say we were all saying this. Is Pauly D just not the rock star, true rock star? He's a rock star in real life, and
Savior
he's a rock star
of this season.
And I just love him. I think that, you know why? Because he is so super successful that out of all of them, I think he's the most successful, and he is so secure, he doesn't care. I think he's, and being in Vegas and dealing with what he's, all the women and stuff he's dealing with, he's not, I don't think he's at. He might play around like all those guys kind of do. Yeah. I want to meet the right one. It's not true. No! And he is, him and Vinny are the funniest on this to me, but he's on, I'm just.
Superstar.
I'm right? He's my guy
Superstar
this week.
Guido.
Can
Superstar
we?
Superstar Guido.
The best comment is between him and Vinny whenever they're like, why do you need a ring? Like, I'm just going to give a girl an apple.
An apple. Genius.
When,
honestly, like, I'll eat it.
Vinny, I'll take your apple. Sure. Propose to me with an apple.
We'll take them.
Interesting. Ron hangs up the phone and he goes, yes, Sammy, to the Sammaquin, to the Sammy doll. He goes, yes, Sammy, that's how you talk to him. He is definitely still in love. But again,
like
it's
a toddler.
That 16, he was 16 and in love with, you know, in his mind, that was his 16-year-old girlfriend when he was 16. And now he's 21 and he's still thinking about his 16. That's what I think.
I think he's just honestly really bitter she didn't come knowing. Uh-huh. Like, I think deep down he wanted her there.
I'm
I think
sure.
He wanted to see her, and he is so butthurt that she decided to be kind of mature and help her relationship. And I think he's just taking out all his anger towards her.
And I think from the last show, reality show I saw him on, he's in love with being in love.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. I really think he's just, he's, yeah.
He needs to have someone.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you guys agree with us or disagree, please go to YouTube, like and comment. We do read the comments. We try to respond to them as best we can. It does help us a ton, keep us on point. Also, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and comment there as well. That really, really helps us if you're listening. We also do fan shout-outs, too, for those people who do. And I will just tease you with this. Tell us who your hot mess of the week is, okay? So leave it on YouTube or iTunes. Let us know who your hot mess is, and we'll be doing that on a weekly basis. And I know what we love about Jersey Shore is it does tend to rotate, right, children?
Oh.
So we love that, and later on we'll be telling you our hot
all
mess of the week.
Of mess.
Who Morgan, who are some of the fan shout-outs?
We have some great fans on YouTube.
What are you guys' Jersey Shore names?
Well, we were trying to think. We
were talking about it.
I think hers should be, instead of Snooki, Stookie.
Stookie's not bad.
Stookie, that's all I can think of. Me, I got nothing.
We got
Morgan.
Nothing.
Morgan.
Listen. All right, so Morgan Ouellette, full name. Stace, what's full name?
Stacy.
Olivas. Okay, kids. We're going to throw it out to you fans.
Help us out.
Viewers on YouTube, listeners on iTunes, I want you to help us out. We need Jersey Shore names for the girls, for our little meatballs. Okay? We need Jersey Shore names. Kevin K.Y. Wadagaro!
No,
fan
okay.
shout-outs, right, Morgan.
Fans, you guys are awesome. We had Clarence K. on YouTube comment.
Love Clarence.
Such a cutie. Love you guys. He especially loves you, Stacey.
Shout-out. He's going to love you a lot more when he sees how you dress now.
Oh, yeah. He said that he's happy Sam wasn't there because Ron was obsessed with her in that episode. If she was there, he would have tried to get back with her and bring back season one to three vibes. Amen to that, Clarence
right.
K. Yeah. We also had Ronnie Jr. randomly. Love the name, by the way, Ronnie Jr. randomly. He actually agreed with your point, Kevin, that Sammy's stock is going up and production should make it a point to offer her what she needs financially. So he agreed with you. He also said that he loves the show. The show is too damn good. It's his guilty pleasure, and keep fist pumping. We will. Just for you, Ronnie Jr.
Alrighty. Sunday, Vin Day. We're at the Clevelander. Now, we've established the Clevelander is going to be the karma.
The new
okay,
karma.
For this place. And let's talk about Snooki Vinny. Okay, I want your thoughts. I have very strong thoughts on this. I want to hear yours.
That was a super awkward situation. I feel like she's really terrified. Like, she wants no Vinny not near her at all because she's freaked out. Like, what will
okay,
Gianni
and what do?
You,
so it's clear she's freaked out.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? How do you feel about that?
I put myself in her position and I'd be terrified too. Because okay. especially if you're away for a month, away from your family, mm-hmm. not really
and,
having
and
contact.
And they hooked up. It's not like flirt steak. It's not flirt steak. It's they had intercourse,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
They busted?
Multiple times, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
and it's like they're in the same house.
Right.
I mean, if I was a significant other, if I was her husband,
and remember,
I'd be jealous.
Gianni's young. It's not like he's when you get my age, you start going, okay, whatever. You're just too tired to fight it, and you go, what will be, will be. He's at that like young age, full of testosterone, insecure, you know. But I get it, right? Drinks flowing. They've proven to be hot messes in the past. Morgan, your thoughts.
I mean, I have to put myself in her shoes, and I think about a past boyfriend. Like, he wouldn't even like me hanging out with my guy friends that I didn't hook up with. So imagine. Like,
right. Well, again, young boyfriend. You guys are
you hooked up with a guy, you're living with him, and all of a sudden, all the alcohol's flowing. I'd be doing the same exact thing. I mean, this is her husband. She has kids with him. I wouldn't want any extra drama. I'm sure they already have their own family drama.
I will give you a little insight. When I watched her on Dancing with the Stars, she was, you know, you just tend to bond with your partner, and you guys get all gooey. Some people hook up. But even the ones who don't, there's such an emotional exchange in a dance, and you're touching each other continually. You're not sleeping a lot. You're working so hard. She purposely was get away, because, and I think it was because she...
Her husband.
I think he's a jealous little meatball. You know, again, he's a young guy, and that's what young guys are like. And she adores him, and I get it. I actually, you know, on the first one when Snooki talks about, oh, I'm a mom, and I'm all about, like, you need to spend time on you, mom. And to me, that's so millennial mom, because millennial mom's like, word to millennial moms, it's always about you. So don't worry. You've got plenty of me time. You're not at a loss for it. But anyway, she advertised that, and of course, all the other millennial moms, who it's all about them, just get the green light to say, wow, now I can make it even more about me than it already is. That being said, I'm with Snooki on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, come on, leave her alone. You know what I'm saying? Respect her. I get it. I really do. And he's drunk.
He's drunk, half naked.
And that makes it more awkward.
I'm with her on this.
I will say, though, I think I do agree with what JWoww. I think JWoww is
right. Let's take it to JWoww. Okay, so Jenny and Snooki.
So JWoww gets into it, and I agree with JWoww. I think it wouldn't hurt Snooki to go up to Vinny and be like, here is a ground rule. This is why I feel this way. Let's just keep our distance. Like, don't dry hump me. This is why. And I think that would help. I think Snooki is being, while I agree with her, just a little kind of overdramatic.
But
and
he was being all sloppy and over her and drunk. Right, go ahead, Stace.
No, it was like Keto Guido attack in the confessional.
Right.
That was horrible. I think that she, it's like common sense. You're at this age. Like, don't.
Like, I get Jenny being the peacemaker to the house, and she's definitely the big sis. But I think that in this situation, she could have said, Snooks, I get it. And Vinny, come on, back off. You know it freaks her out. And you guys did smush. you guys, we're DTF, okay? Like, and her husband's at home watching you guys. We're all drinking. We're all a fucking shit show here. Like, anything can happen, and we're going to see shit happen as we're already seeing it, going to see in predictions. So I kind of think this is one time that...
But does she really have to explain that to Vinny? Shouldn't he already know?
Well, he's drunk, and, he's a boy! Well, you guys, I already told you 30 is the new 20.
The instance I'm thinking about is when she, like, gets in the cab and she's like, I won't sit by you. Yeah. You know, like, that was the one instance maybe we could, she could be like, hey, like, in the future.
But we don't know in editing. We don't know in editing what happened all day.
Maybe he's been hitting on her.
That's true. That is very true.
And they finished their cocktails. So they already were, like, starting to drink.
That's true.
Who knows?
I'm interested.
But it was interesting to see. I love when Snooki goes, J-Wow. Wasn't it great? 9 years of friendship and blah, blah, blah. They are, it is the big sister and little sister. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
The way Snooki reacted to her was totally big sister, little sister.
That's right. Exactly like, how me and my sister argue. Yes. She's older. When I get mad, I do the same thing. I clap in her face. I call her.
How do I do the clap? Can you show me the clap, you guys, when you argue?
You're like, what are you doing?
Okay. Get it together.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I want to do that. I see it all the time. I love it.
You just got to do like that.
And then you do just the clap and you don't fling of the hand. Yeah, fling of the hand at the end. Oh, this is amazing. Okay. When we do, all right, we're going to announce Hot Mess Elite. Can we do it with the clap?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Right. Clap
Stace
it out.
Of the week, Stace,
who is your hot mess of the week?
Hot mess of the week is Vinny. Hands down, Vinny was a hot mess of the week. And the quote I loved so much from him was when he said, Sunday is Vin Day, the Lord's Day, and on the seventh day, it will be lit.
Someone put that on a t-shirt.
Yes, please. I need that shirt.
Right now.
Now.
Right now.
We can go burn
right now.
It copyright it, sell it, you'll make millions. I'm telling you.
Morgan?
All right, my hot mess of the week. I gotta go with Vinny as well. I say it's a tie between, I think, Vinny and Snooki. I think both of them are hot messes in very different ways. I think Snooki had a reason to be a hot mess, and I think Vinny was just drunk.
I think you gotta pick one. I have to do the clap. You have to pick one. Bitch, you have to pick one. There's only one hot mess of the
Vinny,
week.
Vinny. I pick Vinny. Vinny's my hot mess.
I'm not good at the clap, you guys. Now. I have to learn the clap.
Honestly, I think Vinny needs to eat some carbs, and I think he'd be okay.
Listen, Vinny, so you're drunk. Right at the end, but... It's interesting because now you swayed me. I was going to say Vinny, but Snooki, the lost ring, crying to dad, right? She fights with Vinny, then she fights with Jay Wow, and I'm gonna say Snooki's my hot mess. Snooki's my hot mess of the week, bitch.
Love it.
I'm not good at that. All right, I'm gonna get good at the clap, you guys.
No,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Killing it.
60 years old doing this show. Okay, you guys, let us go to Jersey Shore news. Yes,
ooh, we have some good news.
Let's get news, Boof. Ooh. Come on.
Ooh, the lights, the lights. All right, ooh. We've got some good news for you guys. This one actually blew my mind when I read it. Snooki revealed that the only income she got on the very first season of filming Jersey Shore was $200 a week in the form of a gift card from the Shore store. That is it. She had no payment. By the end of season six, she was getting $150,000 per episode. Damn. So it's just interesting to show how much they blew up.
I don't know if I believe it.
Really?
Yes, because I'll tell you why. There's legal reasons.
That's what I would...
Yeah, there's legal reasons. You couldn't do that. So, but it would be... I could see it in the form of under $1,000 a week. I mean, you know, from Big
Brother.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. I'm sure she got a stipend. They'll give you what would cover your normal living. So I'm sure she got $1,000 for
you've
rent for life.
You've got to get something because it's against the law.
Yeah, right. And they said that it was store credit for the
t-shirt
store.
So maybe that's
just
what they quote-unquote earned
it
for
all
the summer.
Sounds, well, maybe she said for working at the store, maybe. But listen, she made peanuts.
Nothing.
But to make nothing, I don't buy that because it's against the law. MTV is a big corporation. I will say this, though, and this is why I laugh at reality stars, because they love to, they blow through all their money, they abuse their fame, and then by the end of it, it's like, oh my God, $800 a week. Bitch, MTV, I would pay you $2,000 a week, not just even partying the Jersey Shore, but to look what their lives, they're all in friggin' mansions and whatever. They got that from what? From being on the Jersey Shore. So guess what? Millennials, work the first year, 2 years, whatever. Put in any time you have
Take
to.
Take your 200 gift card and run with it.
Fucking A.
All right, well, next up, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. The first two episodes broke records as the most watched unscripted cable premiere in 6 years. There was 10 million viewers in that first weekend. Love it.
That's
amazing.
Thrilled.
That makes me
We just got another
so
six
happy.
Seasons.
Oh, my
six?
Gosh.
I mean, Whoa. Yeah, they got the six last time. Yeah,
I will get six for sure.
Because with audiences fragmenting, and even we were seeing tonight they're having an ad for the X on the Beach. With, you know, and I was telling you guys, I think MTV has finally conceded that 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds are on YouTube. They're not on that channel anymore. And they've got to now cater to the 25 and older crowd. Right, that were always watched. So you can see the programming. So I'm thinking Jersey Shore is going to stay around a while, guys.
Oh, and I'm excited. And then last for our news.
I still think, little tips, if I say, I still think that they should be able to bring in a new person. And I don't mean Angeline. I think because what happens is, well, it's like the Housewives. It just gives you leverage not to bankrupt the show. So they don't all get together and say, we need 500,000 an episode, which I want to see our kids get paid. But at the same time, I can see a show get bankrupted too. Mm-hmm. This is happening with American Idol. I don't know how they're going to make that money back for the numbers they're getting.
How are they still on the airs? Well,
with all the money they put out, they probably it won't make it another year. Mm-mm. You know, and as huge fans of the show, we don't want to see that. So I've always said, even the original thing, season three, we needed new blood.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting tired. Mm-hmm. You know,
they need to bring new singles.
Singles, you gotta have singles.
I think they should do that, and I want to see Ronnie's baby mama. I think she would
Worry, there's plenty. I
need her.
They're saving it.
She would be gold,
and that'll be future seasons. Please continue.
All right, last up on our news. This is an interesting one. Didn't know Snooki and Dina had a famous friend, but they were recently seen in good old Beverly Hills, which is right down the road from us, kind of. They were with Kendra Wilkinson having a little lunch, and I think talking over her recent divorce. So. Mm-hmm. They were hanging out. Snooki posted a fun little boomerang. So if you want to go creep on her, if you want to go stalk the place they were at, you can go get lunch there.
I'm really happy because when Dina did AfterBuzz a bunch of times, one of the last times we interviewed her, she was saying she was a little sad after the show because she was not as close with Snooki anymore. Life went on. Snooki was busy with motherhood, her show, Jenny, all that stuff. And they weren't as close. So I'm glad that they have... this has reconnected them. Dina is so genuine, right?
Yeah, I love her.
Jenny is too. But, I mean, let's face it. They're all genuine. So that's probably not the word. But she's also very decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's a very loyal friend, too.
I think she's a good friend. I see her as being like, she's going to be the fun aunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
cute. She's going to be that drunk aunt who gives the kids their first beer or something.
Right. Yeah, I'm a Dina fan. I really am.
Big Dina fan.
You guys... quickly, is that must wrap our news.
That is all
for
the news this week.
All right, let's go to predictions.
Ooh. Oh my god.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh my god.
Ronnie.
It all involves Ronnie.
Back to the cheating ways.
Oh my god, I love him. So, really, someone had mentioned a lot of Ronnie hate. No. Ronnie, love. Love Ronnie, need Ronnie. He's phenomenal. Kids, talk to me about Ronnie.
I think Ron's going to cheat, and he has a baby mama back home, and he doesn't give a crap about her, so.
I think it is, oh my god, I just want to fast forward to next week, because I think everything is going to implode, and I am living for it. There's not even a question if he cheats or not. He asked if the door locks.
Well, there's that issue, and right? And then the other issue, I mean, it's like he's a good-looking guy, super famous, he's going to get better ass on this series than he ever did in the past ones, especially without Sam there. But he also goes to battle with Dina. So we see that as a little tease, too. So once again, I think we'll be tuning in, right?
Yeah. Oh,
now,
I will be
there. Will we be changing out the outfits? I brought some different outfits, too. I'm going to be, you know, because I really want to impress everyone at the club.
Yeah. We're rotating.
All right, children, where in the heck do we find you?
Well, you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. We love hearing from you. Hit us up.
And then me, you can find...
Sorry.
I'm just really anxious about social media. You can find me at _ on Twitter, at Morgan_Willett. This is confusing because I have two different names.
Morgan_Willett
on Instagram. If you want to follow me, I'm all over that. It's at Morgan Lee Willett.
What other shows do you guys do here?
Vanderpump Rules, and I also do Love at First Flight.
Love it. Oh my God. Is Love at First Flight good?
It's so good.
Really?
I've heard amazing things.
Oh no. It's all so right. Because you know what? Because you know, I'm a huge fan of Married at First Sight and, of course, all the other, the 90 Day Fiancé, whatever. And all right, I'm in.
This is a good one. You got to tune in.
All right, I'm in.
And we've already had a lot of different cast members on our show. Ooh. And we're going to keep on having more and more from the show. So every week we have one, usually.
Nice. All right, Morgan, amazing. What do you do here?
I do AfterBuzz Weekly. I actually just filmed it today. We have so many fun things going on at AfterBuzz, so tune in for that. Also, Dancing with the Stars comes.
At
the end of April, we're starting it back up.
Can I drop some more tea?
Drop all the tea.
So, this is a tough one. Tanya Harding is going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm a Boston guy.
I'm
very team Nancy Kerrigan. In fact, I even hate saying it because the biggest insult to Nancy is that they're forever paired, which just sucks.
Right.
Let's just say I didn't hear from Nancy, but I heard from friends of hers. And we're all a little... We're just disappointed in ABC for that.
I know it gets some
ratings, but it just... know the whole story...
It is... That's very controversial of them.
She knew about that, and I'm not saying she shouldn't be forgiven, but, you know... Anyway, that's not the Jersey Shore, but we'll talk about it on Dancing with the Stars.
Now I'm excited, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars coming up. You guys, I do Billions. We'll be Sunday night. We do the Billions after show here. I also do the Bar Rescue after show. You know, the Bar Rescue after show needs some love. I got away from it for a little while, and we've lost a little bit of our fan base, so to speak. So, yeah, come check us out on Bar Rescue. And, of course, I have the Tomorrow Show, which is Wednesday nights live and then also available on iTunes as well. You guys, keep fist pumping. Get drunk this weekend. GTL. DTF. Bust inside the whole thing and then tell us about it next week. Yeah. We'll be back next Thursday night, bitches.
Yeah, Cavs are here. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.